Free Talk Live. It is the Monday night edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Anything goes, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, whatever is on your mind. If you make the call, toll free 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And you can join us online, freetalklive.com, where we have all kinds of good stuff for you, including the archives. Last 7 months' worth of the show. Yeah, we give it all to you for free at freetalklive.com. Right there on the front page. You don't even have to dig around through the site. You don't have to watch a bunch of pop-up banners. I mean, there's no scam. It's just free at freetalklive.com.
Don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, you can give them a call, 1-888-532-4604, or you can go to their website, freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed, freestateproject.org. So, Johnson, in the third seat tonight, we will start with you, sir. What's on your mind?
Okay, I want to talk about what's going on in Sacramento, California. An atheist who has spent years trying to ban recitation of the Pledge of Allegiance in public schools is now challenging the national motto printed on U.S. currency.
Oh, good.
And I gotta say, I like this guy.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Michael Nedow said
but
Sunday...
You stick up your butt for Christians. Go ahead.
No, I actually have a stick up my butt, I guess, about forcing a particular religion on people of this country where we should be free from any one particular religion.
Which particular religion is
so
that?
Do you think, would you be okay if we printed in Allah we trust on the money? Do you think most people would be okay with
that? I think Allah is like...
I think Christians whine too much
Arabic
about...
for God.
I think Christians whine too much about how prejudiced everyone is against them and how we're, you know, this country's all, oh, we're trying to get rid of Christianity. No, we just want freedom in this country. A little bit of freedom.
Well, it's not just necessarily freedom. It's separation of church and state. I mean, there's no business. The government has no business endorsing any particular
religion. Separation of church and state is about freedom. It's about a person's right to be free from any one particular religion. I don't think that I don't even like separation of church and state as a term because it doesn't really make sense. It's really what it's about is freedom from religion.
Okay.
I don't even like separation of church
on
and state.
On a governmental basis.
Right.
You know, we've always done it this way and everything's fine.
Wait, we've always done what way?
We've always had In God We Trust printed on our money. We haven't.
I believe they put it on our currency in the 1950s as they added it to the Pledge of Allegiance during the Red Scare.
I'll have to check that out.
They
certainly always had it since I've been alive.
Yeah, as I understand it, In God We Trust started appearing in our currency during the Red Scare in the 1950s when our government wanted to reassure all of the good people in America that they weren't really communists. So to prove that they weren't communists, they put In God We Trust on our currency, which somehow that proves we're not communists, I guess.
Well,
it's because the commies didn't believe in God.
Well, Michael Newdow said Sunday that he planned to file a federal lawsuit this week asking for the removal of the national motto, In God We Trust, from U.S. coins and dollar bills. He claims it's an unconstitutional endorsement of religion and excludes people who don't believe in God. Newdow, a Sacramento doctor and lawyer who is an avowed atheist, used a similar argument when he challenged the Pledge of Allegiance in public schools because it contains the words under God. He took the fight to the U.S. Supreme Court, which in 2004 said he lacked standing to bring the case because he didn't have custody of his daughter. Mm-hmm. An identical lawsuit, later brought by Newdow on behalf of his parents with children in the three Sacramento area school districts, is pending with the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals after a judge sided with the plaintiffs in September.
You know, a lot of people must hate this guy.
Oh, I'm sure.
And if you're one of those people, I'd really like to understand why. 800-259-5791. And what do you have against this? I mean, does it offend you that he wants to remove In God We Trust from the currency? If that offends you, then go use the Liberty Dollar. It's got a reference to God on it. And that's private currency.
Right.
You can put as many references to whatever deity that you'd like if you're using private currency. In fact, I think Christians should be offended. I think Christians should be offended that our government has plastered God's name as it basically is an endorsement. It's almost like an endorsement by God of this fiat currency system that we have. Really, it's the money's not even real. Why would you want God's name on the currency?
Based on debt.
Yeah. The money's fake. I mean, they can print as much of it as they want to. Do you really want God's name endorsing something like that? I know I wouldn't if I was a Christian.
As interesting as that is, to continue here, Newdow said his efforts are not spurred by an atheistic agenda.
Really?
But rather by a desire to see the government adhere to the U.S. Constitution. He dismissed opponents' arguments that references to God in government honor the country's religious roots, saying constitutional rights should take precedent. It's not the history that counts. It's not the patriotism. What it is these people want to get their religious views in our government, he said. And it's true. There are a lot of Christians out there who would really like to see the country run under Christianity. And also see a country run, that's my real problem with the pledge, is that I think a lot of these people, really what is going on with the pledge and with all this in general, is that it's statist, it's collectivist, and they want to see a country that's run by a majority. Where it's the majority, a tyranny of the majority. And that's what the pledge is really all about. Forget the under God part or in God we trust. In the pledge, the whole problem with the pledge is that it was written by Francis Bellamy, a socialist.
Yeah, that's true. And we've certainly talked about the pledge enough times on this show. But, you know, I'd like to see the Christians, I mean, those that want to have a theocracy to live underneath, those that want to enforce laws against fornication and that sort of thing, I'd like to see them be able to have that kind of society. I think they should all move together to the Christian Exodus Project, which is very similar to our sponsor, the Free State Project, in concept at least, because they borrowed their concept directly from the Free State Project. In fact, they actually literally ripped off their website and just changed a few words. But you get the Free State Project, which is encouraging liberty lovers of all types, not atheists, not Christians, but just anybody who loves liberty and freedom and who's willing to allow others to be free to all move to the same state together. Well, the Christian Exodus Project is trying to recruit those extremist, those fundamentalist Christian types to all move together to a different state. I believe they've chosen South Carolina. But
it's a good state to choose.
Yeah, but to have them all move together to the same state so they can implement their extreme Christian right-wing agenda. And I say go for it. You know, have fun. Just as long as I don't have to live underneath it, enjoy yourself.
Well,
Let's try it.
It looks like you're right. I've gone through a bunch of, at least I haven't been able to find a bill that says In God We Trust older than 1950. But, you know, do you run around telling little kids that there's no Santa Claus?
No.
I just don't see any point in messing with this. You know, so the pledge
because
says...
Because the state is giving a tacit endorsement of one particular religion, which it shouldn't be doing.
I don't hear one particular religion, by the way.
Any religion that believes in a monotheistic God.
You're not even monotheistic.
Or God in general.
Most people that believe in God...
We also have atheists in this country. We also have agnostics in this country.
We also have non-religious people.
And there's a lot of atheists that don't believe that they should take In God We Trust off of the bills.
I think there's a lot of atheists, not that they don't believe that it shouldn't be taken off, but that just don't care.
I think that I've heard people say that they don't want it taken off.
Maybe that's because they don't want to stir the pot. Maybe because they're afraid of offending people with their opinions. Maybe that's what it is.
And, you know, I don't care what those people think. I really don't.
And
because so if one person says that they shouldn't have the In God We Trust on the bill, is that good? That's
no.
Good enough for you?
You know what's good enough for me? Freedom from religion. Freedom is good enough for
me.
And it should be good enough for you, too. And you know what? If you have a problem with it, what you really need to do is you need to take a look at you allow freedom for the other people so that you can have it yourself.
They did it, and the problem is they made the change in the first place. He's just trying to get it back to the way it was originally, which is without the phrase. So the government was the one that went in and meddled it and made a difference. Now, for somebody else, their key issue in life might be getting the government out of education, in which case they will focus on that. Mr. Newdow's key issue is obviously getting the references of God out of our currency and out of the pledge. That's his pet issue.
I don't think I'm going to be a lot freer when they do.
Well, I think you will be, and I think you specifically have an article that relates to this. When we get religion and government, look at what happens.
Oh, okay. I guess that's coming up. 800-259-5791. Your calls about anything. This is your show, and you can take control. 1-800-259-5791. Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over?
The best kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call Lays Med at 702-953-0267 today.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's the number for you to take control of the phones and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem. You take control, 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com, where you can sign up for our updates. You just go directly to updates.freetalklive.com, and you can sign up. And then whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, we will send it to your email box via the updates list. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. In fact, I sent one out last night. Took me a little while, but I finally got the new Shriners up on the website at freetalklive.com, so the updates people were the first to know about that. If you've yet to see our new Shriners, go to freetalklive.com and take a look. So sign up for the updates at updates.freetalklive.com. Manwich, where are we going next?
Well, I have an FDA article that I'd like to read.
The FDA. The Food and Drug Administration.
It sort of goes along with what Johnson was talking about, I guess. I mean, there's a thread of connection.
Okay.
Pretty big thread.
The GAO just released a long-awaited report documenting the politicized process that led to the Food and Drug Administration blocking the over-the-counter access to Plan B. That's the morning-after pill, or RU486,
okay,
if you prefer, in 2003. RU486 is legal in America. It is not over-the-counter. You can't just go get it.
Got it. You have to have a prescription.
Correct. Often people will call RU486 the abortion pill.
Mm-hmm.
Not an abortion pill, okay?
Not in any way.
No, it's it's a hormonal changing pill. It has nothing to do. It just blocks estrogen.
It prevents pregnancy.
It depends on what you call pregnancy, but essentially, abortion, like a physical act, they go in there, they scrape the uterus.
Right.
This doesn't do that. This just stops the pregnancy process.
As I understand, maybe I'm wrong on this, but doesn't it basically prevent the egg from attaching to the wall, the uterine
right.
wall?
Something like that.
I've heard that. I don't. I think that it can still work after it attaches to the uterine wall. Because the morning after pill works a month and a half after.
Hmm.
It's the 49 days after pill. And that's
really?
Just the legal use, and it still works after that.
Okay.
Now, in and of itself, it's about 85% effective. They're off.
You had to take it within 72 hours.
Yeah.
So.
Now, I must be confusing it with something else then.
Right.
Well, if there are any of our lady listeners...
a lot of misinformation 10 years ago about the RU486.
Oh, I'm sure. So. If any of our lady listeners can clarify, 800-259-5791, I'm sure they're a little more in touch with this than
right.
guys are.
The Philadelphia Inquirer, I read a backup story to this.
Okay.
So I feel like I'm, I feel like I've got some...
You're
good...
in the know. All right.
GAO investigators list several unusual aspects of the FDA's review process for which Plan B set apart from the other 67 proposed prescriptions to over-the-counter switch decisions made by the FDA from 94 to 2004. But the blockbuster finding of the report is that then-FDA Commissioner Lester Crawford, a close ally of anti-choice groups, decided to reject Plan B applications months before FDA's study of the drug was completed. FDA officials, including the director and deputy director of the new drugs and directors' offices of drug evaluation 3 and 5, told us that we were told by high-level management that the Plan B OTC switch application would be denied months before staff had completed their reviews of the application. The director and deputy director of the Office of New Drugs told us that they were told by the acting deputy commissioner for operations 43.
Blah, blah, blah.
Right. They had no intention of making this over-the-counter.
Right. They
None.
Were just going through the motions,
mm-hmm.
basically.
So
that figures.
I'm
so disgusting.
It's odd.
How many other drugs get caught up in this crap, in this morass of bureaucracy?
Well, that's the Food and Drug Administration's bureaucracy. But
right.
I mean, I think that there's another underlying aspect of it that is
the political.
There are people that believe that abortion's bad, don't understand that RU486 is not an abortion,
mm-hmm.
and therefore
people within the FDA.
Well, and they're told. See, that's my whole problem with this meshing of religion and government is because these people just. Are drones, and they hear this stuff in their church every Sunday where they're just fed this information like,
this
is an abortion, RU486.
This isn't a problem of a meshing of religion and government. It's a problem of government.
I agree.
This is an individual who happens to be religious and happens to have the wrong information just making decisions within a position of power of government.
But this individual gets voted into power because of their religion.
He's appointed bureaucrat. This is the problem here isn't with religion at all. Even though, yes, they're the ones that are guilty of providing misinformation about RU486, the problem is the Federal Drug the Food and Drug Administration. That's the problem. The fact that every drug, regardless of it's an abortion drug or a heart attack pill or an AIDS medication, all has to go through the same 10-year-long approval process. It costs billions of dollars. And that 10 years that we're waiting for the safe drugs to come on the market, people are dying. People are having heart attacks while they wait for the FDA to get off their butts and approve a medication.
I would say that you're right. That in fact the fact that this one guy made a decision inside the government and now no one has the freedom to take Plan B over the counter anymore. Now that's a problem. But
yes,
the fact is this guy's caught up in a groupthink. And that group think is that abortion's bad. Now, if these people were told by their leaders or the idea got around inside their little group that condoms were in fact abortion, then they would be saying, get rid of condoms!
Right. What I'm saying is that the religion meshing with government is what the problem is within the current system.
Okay, yes.
I agree with you overall
that
the current system is the problem itself.
Good. There's a lot of problems that could be abolished by minimizing the size of government, or you could look at each problem individually as it exists now. And that's kind of what we're doing.
If we got rid of the FDA, we could save so many lives.
Absolutely.
This is something that people just don't talk about. The fact that as you're waiting for the pills to be approved, people are dying. They say the reason they approve these pills is, well, if it just saves one life, if we could just put this pill through a battery of tests and test it over and over again for an entire decade, if that saves one person from overdosing or, having bad complications with the pill, then it was all worth it. And they never talk about the fact that the entire time people were passing away because they weren't allowed to test a new untested medication. If you've got AIDS, if you're in a terminal stage of cancer, if you have some sort of terrible disease and your life is pain, and you want to just, you go to your doctor and you say, Doc, I've got AIDS, what can we do? And he says, well, there's a new medication that the FDA is testing right now that I wish I could give you, but sorry.
Here's some Robitussin instead.
Right. Sorry, the law prevents me from doing that. Let's be clear, that happened.
Put some Tussin on it.
But Doc, I'll do anything. I'll do whatever it takes to get my hands on these pills. Well, we might be able to get you involved in one of the FDA approved tests, but that's going to take some time and blah blah. I got to fill out paperwork.
You don't have, son.
Yeah. Whereas if it was a free marketplace of medicine, somebody that wanted to take an untested medication would be free to do so. They'd consult with their doctor, and the doc would say, "Well, look, man, this is untested. I mean, this
how come
is
I have to be the guy with AIDS?
This is unproven."
Wait a minute.
And you would be presented with the information that, you know what? This is a risk. You taking this medication, risk. You might actually harm yourself even worse by taking this untested, unproven medication. But if you're dying, you're not going to care. You're going to be willing to take that medication, not only because it might save your life, but I think a lot of the people who are in that position kind of like the idea of possibly saving other people's lives down the line.
People do it every day in the natural health arena. There's none of these things are prescribed by doctors, or at least not medical doctors. And many of them walk out okay. Of course, if they treat their illnesses with motor oil and drink that instead, it probably won't work. It won't work it as well.
800-259-5791. Matthew's on the line, wants to talk about auto insurance. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
It's time to wake up and reverse fatigue. Modern-day fatigue has gotten so bad that numerous cups of coffee, napping, and a good night's sleep aren't doing the trick. Well, now there's a homeopathic remedy for fatigue called Torox, and it's brought to you by your trusted nutritional provider, the Allergy Research Group. In small clinical studies, over 90% of patients with moderate to severe fatigue experienced a reduction in fatigue. From our observations, Torox appears to be effective for fatigue associated with a variety of causes. Because Torox is homeopathic, it contains no pesticides or toxic metals. Torox's active ingredient is carbobenzoxybeta-alanyltaurine, or COBAT, which is an amino acid derivative. Torox has undergone considerable basic chemical testing and has been found to be an extremely useful homeopathic product. Backed by GCN's own Dr. Deagle, Torox can be found by visiting allergyresearchgroup.com or NUTRIMedical.com or by calling 1-800-545-9960.
Attention drivers. Poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents in fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect a complete fuel system treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new and only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's SFRCORP.com. USFRP.com or call 888-USFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burned skin, rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free, 1-800-259-5791. Monday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have live streams there. The broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both available to you for free, freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, to Matthew in Massachusetts. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Gentlemen.
Hey.
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 How you doing?
What's happening?
Good. All right.
All right, that's good. Abolish the FDA? What are you, wacky libertarians or something?
abolish the FDA and replace it with voluntary alternatives. That's the point
that we didn't get out. We'd all die.
yeah. Well, we all will die eventually. You're probably right.
The thing is we have a very good chance of dying of the stuff they prescribe.
The funny thing is there's lots of natural medicine out there, and not too many people are dying from it.
Well, I might point out that if we were to abolish the FDA, it might actually increase the chances that maybe we won't die. Because
we'd live longer, probably.
Well, not only live longer, but, I mean, how long do you think the FDA is going to take to approve some life extension technologies, some life extension medications or something like that? What if they could come out with a pill that would extend your life by 10 years if you just
have?
Right.
What?
Yeah. Human growth hormone.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I'm telling you. I've read the stuff on it. I believe it.
Yeah.
And if you could take HGH injections, which they have, it works too.
But if you're sitting around waiting 10 years to get your hands on those pills, you might die within those 10 years. Anyway, Matthew, what was on your mind tonight?
No, anyway, in the Boston Socialist today, there is a article by Ted Kelly, who is the chairman, president, and CEO of Liberty Mutual Group, a large insurer throughout the country. And
I'm not concerned about your liberty at all there at Liberty Mutual.
Actually, yeah, that's what was great about the article, is that it's very libertarian in outlook. Imagine shopping for a car and discovering that dealers are allowed to sell only one model in one color at one price. Few drivers would find a car that meets their needs, much less at the best price.
Well, you'd be in Red China or in Russia. Didn't they have
right, that's what this is in this country, in this state, is that that's what he's alluding to, is that we only, that the state is, it's so up, our various companies that, you know, one of which I work for, collective behinds about, you know, they regulate us so much that, you know, that we cannot provide, we can only provide a certain set of insurance. And as a result,
right. You're calling from Massachusetts, so
right.
you've probably got even more regulations than most states.
Massachusetts.
Yeah,
isn't it
Massachusetts?
Isn't it Henry Ford though that said you can you'll love our automobiles. You can have any color as long as it's black.
Yeah, the Hobson's choice.
Right. Yeah, and look how long that lasted in a free market. And it says here typically more than 100 insurers vie for people's business in various other states. In Massachusetts, fewer than 20 companies offer auto insurance.
Wow!
Wow!
Yeah,
that's a shocker.
They've been leaving in droves since 1990 when it's apparently 30 carriers have left since 1990. And as a result...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, it's a terrible situation.
I totally
that's an epidemic. How expensive is auto insurance up there?
It's the second highest in the country.
Wow. Hey, did you know that up in New Hampshire, you're not even required to have it?
Yes, that's correct.
I just actually, I want to see if this shocks you. I just paid my auto insurance bill on a 2000 Blazer, $62.
For how long? A month?
Yeah. Oh. Actually, I think it's like a month and a half, okay. A month and a half, 2 months.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Now, what's your accident history like?
I've had accidents with like a teenager. Okay. I had one or two.
So you're a nice low-risk number nine driver then?
Yeah, pretty much. Nice low-risk. But, I don't have any, like, collision coverage or anything like that.
I pay about $300 for half a year.
Yeah. I think that's about it. That's about what I'm paying. I'm paying $292 for half a year, yeah. I think.
So the solution, Matthew, is to get the hell out, right?
Well, that's the solution. But it's an interesting article in that he's going on and on about how we should deregulate the auto insurance industry in Massachusetts, and yet mm-hmm. towards the end, what did he say? While reform must be substantial, it need not and should not result in sudden quote deregulation end quote. He was going on and on about how, great, and then suddenly I'm like, whoa.
He was doing so well.
He was doing so well.
The socialists they have the right idea, but they're so confused.
Right. he's going on about it, and this is a fairly great article. It talks about how we don't have Geico and Progressive here and, and other type of, like, things. It's like, why won't we, have you noticed why you see ads for them, but you can't get them, all kinds of other stuff.
Amazing.
But then, of course, he supports the the right of the state to be involved in and creating an auto insurance system, which there should be a system.
My general belief is that socialists want all the same things that libertarians do, except for socialists believe that the government can and will do it for them.
Yeah, and right. They're living in a fantasy world. And I think a lot. And this guy might not be a socialist. He just might be somebody. He might.
Well, wait. What was the name of the newspaper that this was written from?
No, it's a joke.
Well, it's just that he's in. It's just that this newspaper. I mean, is just the Boston Globe is. I mean,
how many free market newspapers are there in Boston?
There, in Massachusetts, period, there isn't any. But I mean, this is like the worst of the worst. I mean, you might as well be reading something from China. I mean, it's really. it's a great perspective, and I'm hoping that it opens a lot of people's eyes. And
You should email the guy and ask him why he insists on having the state involved. Period.
Yeah,
I think that a lot of people who might consider themselves on the side of freedom are just, they take pro-state positions just because they don't understand what being principled is all about. They've never been confronted with the idea of having principles for themselves.
Right.
Or they had never even thought that he's still of the opinion that regulations actually protect people because they sound good.
Mm-hmm.
They really, on the surface, they sound great.
And they do protect the businesses. I mean, they do protect the existing industry, so maybe he does realize that.
A big part of my what I work in is workers' compensation insurance, and that's almost as bad as auto in this state. It's like every time you file a workers' compensation insurance claim, it's you have to file with the state that it's in, and you have to file the claim with the state itself, and there's all kinds of other.
Oh, I bet that's
garbage.
Really efficient.
Oh yeah,
I bet that's real speedy.
Makes the whole process like about 100 times more than it should be.
Great customer service, I'm sure.
Yeah,
thanks for the call, Matthew. Thanks, dude. 800-259-5791.
Regulations sound good until they are always put under a stress test, like Katrina, and then you see that government never, ever does.
Yep, fails and fails again. Let's go to David in California. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey,
man.
Hey, I was just wanted to bring up something real quick. Yeah. Recently, you guys put out some of the older episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to one from, it was like, I guess the third weekend.
Okay.
And during the end of the show, like the fourth hour, Manwich brought up Osama bin Laden or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys started kind of going all there. Manwich was sounding like a big statist.
Oh, I absolutely was.
Oh, he's come a long,
supporting
long way.
Supporting the war. Supporting the Pledge of Allegiance, and I was like, Matt, what are you doing?
Yeah. But, you know, 3 years.
Come a long way.
Things have changed.
In anybody's life, 3 years is going to bring about change. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Sit in a studio with Ian for 3 years and see if it doesn't warp your mind.
I listened to myself. I actually listened to myself from like 6 years ago, and I was shocked.
Who is that person?
Who, what?
Thanks for the call, David. 800-259-5791. We have another David on the line. He wants to talk about In God We Trust, being on the money. Welcome to him and your calls as well. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's the number. You can take control of the phones, 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. You can go vote for the show. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com. That will take you over to podcastalley.com where, gosh, were we number two over the weekend? I think we've been increasing our lead there. We were number four at the end of the week last week. And, yes, we are back up to number two, the number two position, and that's because of you going to vote.freetalklive.com. Takes you less than a minute. It's only a moment, and it makes a big difference for us because if we're up there in the top ten, as we are, we're number two, top ten podcasts of the world, that means more people are going to come across this show. And there's almost 10,000 podcasts now. So that's number two out of 10,000, thanks to you. More people come across us, more people listen, they hear the message of freedom and liberty, and hopefully they come in our direction.
Number one slots, only 200 votes away.
That's tough. That's tough competition. But we could do it. Vote.freetalklive.com.
How many votes did you say that was?
200.
200.
There's 200 people listening right now.
Let's,
2,000 listening.
Let's go to David in Pennsylvania. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
You said that in one of you, I don't remember which one, said that In God We Trust should be taken off the dollar and Under God should be taken out of the Pledge of Allegiance, correct?
I think I would agree with that and Johnson would agree. I don't know how Manwich feels.
Okay.
I'm not quite ready to go there.
I don't personally, like, I believe that that should be taken out just because that then doesn't leave any question of whether it should be taken out or not, because and doesn't leave any question of whether it violates freedom of religion. But mm-hmm. I certainly don't see how it really violates the First Amendment to freedom of religion. And I'm looking at the text of the First Amendment right now, and I don't see exactly how it violates anything that's in there.
I don't think it necessarily does violate the First Amendment. I just think it violates the whole idea of our government. I mean, the Founding Fathers came here originally because there was a state religion. One of the reasons why a lot of people came here, at least, was to get away from the state-sponsored religion over in the United Kingdom, over in Great Britain, and come here and be able to be free to worship or not worship, and worship whoever they chose.
Also, it's not in the first. The actual separation of church and state is not actually written in the Constitution.
Right. It was set by judicial precedent and all different types of stuff.
Right.
But I just think of the first part, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, and I don't see it respecting any establishment of any religion at all. Even though it does say under God or in God we trust,
it
represents the idea of, or represents the country, saying that the country, when it elected its representatives, wanted religious views.
Okay, wait, now let me ask you this. Is it making a law respecting the establishment of non-religion? Because it certainly is religious.
I wouldn't even say that, because then when you, even if you have non-religion, it's not forcing you to say forcing you to have a religion or not forcing you to practice a religion.
Let me ask you this, it's just on money.
You sound like a person who is not an atheist. Let me ask you this. If you could put yourself in the mind of an atheist, I'm also not an atheist, but put yourself in the mind of an atheist and look at the currency, and you see on your currency, it says, in God we trust. Now, wouldn't your first question to yourself be, well, I don't trust in God. What's wrong with me? And why does my country all trust in God? What? I don't understand. And do you see what I'm getting at? And then how that is wrong to do to someone?
And why it doesn't necessarily sponsor one religion. It does sponsor one particular god. What about Buddha? Why can't we add Buddha
there?
Yeah,
what if you're Muslim and you call your deity Allah?
Well, Allah.
Why doesn't it say in Allah we trust?
Word for God. It means God. It's the same.
Sure, but to try explaining. Come on, man. Try explaining that one to the fundamentalist Christians.
Why doesn't it say Yahweh? Why doesn't it say
anything to the fundamentalist Christians?
True. Touche.
I don't believe that.
It just
really
doesn't need to be there. You know,
I don't think it needs to be there either. But at the same time, I don't think it really affects anyone's religion
or right to not practice.
But that doesn't matter. Whether or not it affects someone or not, here's what it does. It's a low level. It's one of those fundamental things that is not freedom.
It's subtle.
It needs to go away.
Yeah, it's a subtle endorsement of a deity. It doesn't endorse one religion over the other, that's true, but it is a subtle endorsement that the state is aligned with some sort of deity named God.
Just like it's very subtle and it doesn't affect people much when they go into an airport and they just, you know, they show their neck, whatever you call that, when you just kind of give up and you, you know, you're going to your security check and, search me. Go for it. Yeah, you can look through my bag, do everything. I'm just gonna be delayed for 3-4 hours at a time. Sure, there's going to be a road stop. I don't have anything to hide. It's this type of low-level activity that goes on that is causing major problems.
I don't know if that's as low-level as the printing on currency.
No, I don't think it is. But no, what I'm saying is the acceptance of it. The acceptance is the same level. Is there just,
I see.
You're accepting, it's not harming me, it's not a problem.
And it's not harming me.
I don't think the acceptance level is the same, because you have to accept the TSA, whereas you don't even think about the In God We Trust.
Some people
do. I think about it
every single time I see it. Every single time I see it, it bothers me.
I'm just saying that everyone has to accept the TSA. They have to say, okay, I'm
going to... Well, no, you don't have to travel by air.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Oops.
My mom got
hey, David, thanks
line.
For the call, man. Thanks for the call. 800-259-5791.
That was funny.
Hello. Hello.
We're going to come back with more. In fact, we got
David, you need to tell her to send her picture in.
Yeah, that's true. We got an email from a different Matthew who is concerned that we're bashing religion a little bit too much on Free Talk Live. And we're going to address that coming up because it's a legitimate concern. It's something we need to talk about. Your calls, though, of course, are most important. 800-259-5791. You make them, we go to you. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you may join us online, freetalklive.com, where we have an auction going on right now. There's a few days left, actually, at auction.freetalklive.com. We are auctioning off the fourth banner on our website. You get a banner on our site, the entire website will have the banner, and you can promote whatever you want, whether it be your business, your organization, your favorite band. We don't care. We just want your money. Auction.freetalklive.com.
And it really is the only banner, the only website that's selling their banner ads and allowing the market to decide the price.
It's up to $26 right now, which... Yeah. Not too shabby for the number two podcast in the world, auction.freetalklive.com. With that, we go to an email. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. Matthew emails, subject line, drop it. He says, leave the religions alone. If anything, you should be defending the liberty of the religious, be it Christian, Wiccan, Jewish, or whatever. Feel free to comment where religion oversteps its bounds by legislating religion, but drop the bashing already. I'm not entertained by it. I don't care about your personal views on faith or lack of faith. You just sound bigoted when you criticize and bash the religions. Every episode you talk about faith, I just want to stop listening.
Now, this is interesting. You know, as far as that goes, read the first couple lines again, because I think that that's where the rub is.
Leave the religions alone. If anything, you should be defending the liberty of the religion.
Which I feel we do.
I don't know as though we defend people's rights to a religion as much as we attack Christianity.
But we do defend the religions quite often. And I don't think we've attacked, you know, keep going.
Okay, well, that's it. He's concerned that we do a little too much bashing of religion. Now,
well, no, the next lines are where I was...
Oh, feel free to comment where religion oversteps its bounds by legislating religion, but drop the bashing already.
Right. Now, see, I think that that's what we primarily do. You know, I was going to... You know, my original thing was I was thinking about while we were... You know, because we already looked at this on one of the breaks, and we were thinking about, you know, whether or not we were going to talk about this email or not, and... I think we do, you know, bring up religion when religion is overstepping its bounds, when religion is becoming involved in government.
Yes,
I
we
think
do that.
That while I bring up subjects like this, I talk about these types of things because I hate it when religion gets involved in government.
Right.
I hate it with a passion. You know, I don't know. I may...
Well, maybe just talking about last week or the week before that, we had Torgo in on Friday night. And we were kind of having a little bit of fun with the Wiccans. We were having a little fun. We went to one of their websites. We laughed at their spells, and we pointed out how, you know, how we considered it silly.
I think people got to take Torgo in stride a little bit because you know, his job is to be a comedian. And
Wicca is pretty funny.
Who knows whether this guy's upset about our... Because we've attacked Christianity, we've...
I think I may have
over-leveled attacks at lots of religions.
Well, we've never attacked the actual members, though. We've never... beyond Pat Robertson.
But what about the lady who wanted to...
I think I may legislate morality
in Texas.
Oh, her?
Yeah.
Well, she wants to legislate. I mean, those people we attack. But for regular Christians out there, I've always said, you know, want to be a Christian? Go ahead, be a Christian.
I don't think that's an accurate view of where we've been. Because I remember, you know, personally, I've leveled, you know, attacks at the dogma of the religion.
Yes, you have. Absolutely. So, again, he's not clear as to what he considers bashing. But nonetheless, it's obvious that people are sensitive to it. If you're one of those people, we'd love to hear from you. Explain to us, you know, if we've offended you.
And we're not going to attack you. We just want to know.
No, 800-259-5791. Help us understand. 800-259-5791. This is your show. Hour number two is on the way. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Cool weather.